Welcome to episode 109 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode we spun for category P and we got Please Save My Earth. Okay. Don't watch it. Let's continue.
I thought you were going to say Please Teach It there for a moment.
Yeah, right? It's weird, but it's a catchy name.
Yeah.
It's a shoujo manga by Saki Hiwatari. It's weird how sometimes they write it, sometimes they write written by, sometimes they write published by, or this or that. But they just said it's by him.
Oh, right.
Published by Hukushi. I'm not doing that.
Japanese word.
But it was published from 86 to 94 in the magazine Hana to Yume and collected in 21 volumes. None of that makes any sense. Anyway, it was adapted to an OVA in 1993, in six episodes.
Did it get like an anime? Because it looked like they needed more.
Let's see. I don't think so.
No, it looks like they're all OVAs.
Yeah, so it's six OVAs and it's broken up into a couple different things, which is weird.
Okay.
But it's just the OVAs and the manga.
Yeah.
So, you know, six episodes, it's short. And this one's, it's dialogue driven, but not in a good way.
It's
just slowly paced.
It's so forgettable. I completely forgot about it.
I don't know a single name. Sometimes we usually remember one.
That's fair.
I don't know a single name.
Maybe one. If you're lucky.
No, I'll roundabout. It might not be a main character, but I think we usually get one.
Maybe.
Between the two of us throughout the whole episode, we're like, oh yeah, that person's name.
That's fair.
But I don't remember a single person's name in this one.
No, not at all. But I don't remember anything that happened in this except for a few key points.
Yeah, I'll give you the overarching plot.
Hold on. Premise.
Premise. You don't even know the premise for a little while. I guess the initial premise is that there's a bunch of kids on Earth that have moon dreams when the full moon comes out of past lives or future lives. They don't really know which for a little while.
It's past
lives. That's the beginning premise. They're just trying to find each other.
You know, the moon base, the dreams they're having would have probably been a better anime.
Probably. You find out later, the overarching expanded plot, I would guess, is that there's an alien race, forget the name of the alien race, and they have a moon base on our moon, on the far side of the moon, and these six people are living there. They die from a virus, and they reincarnate into humans.
Yeah.
Sort of, but it's more like memories that pop up during the moon.
They remember their lives, essentially. It's like their old lives are taken over.
Yeah.
They're from Krypton, by the way, because I think their planet blew up.
For like the first four episodes, they're all trying to find each other, and you don't really know what's going on so much. You eventually figure out that the little kid's a prick.
Oh no, you knew the little kid was a prick right from
the start.
Well,
you knew that, but you didn't know he was one of them for a couple episodes, I think for an episode or two.
Right in the first episode, he spits gum in the girl's down this girl's throat.
She like kneels, she's like his babysitter, and she like kneels down to talk to him for some reason or another. And her mouth opens and he spits gum in her mouth.
And
then she, like, cries.
He asks her if she wants a piece of gum. And she's like, yeah, sure. And he says, bend over and close your eyes.
And open your mouth.
And open your...
give her a piece of gum.
And he spits his chewed gum down her throat. And then she cries. And she's...
This is before he got his memories back. So he was a prick before that.
Yeah, well, he gets his memories back because she's watching her at night. And he's running around and being a prick. And he's sitting on top of this banister. And he does something. Whatever. And he does something to her. And she slaps him. And I was like, good for you. And she slaps him right off the balcony and almost kills him.
There's like three or four floors up.
Yeah. I mean, she tries to grab them. She didn't mean to knock them off.
Yeah, yeah.
But she tries to grab them, and she drops them. And I
wish he had died.
Yeah, I had no sympathy. I was like, good for you, because he's a little prick, and he turns out to be the villain of the story.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
He kills people.
I mean, he's an asshole, but that doesn't really mean he's the villain. He's an antagonist.
He's taken over.
But what's he doing it for?
The grant gain...
he's trying to save the Earth. Trying to make sure this is what he says, and I gotta take him for his word, because they don't ever present any other evidence besides he's a prick.
But
he says that he wants to erase the moon, destroy the moon base, so that the mistakes their race made don't reflect and happen on Earth.
But they also mention they're not sure if they destroy the moon base, if it will destroy the Earth too.
Yeah, they have no why would it destroy the Earth? Doesn't make any sense.
If it's in enough proximity and it hits, the meteors are big enough, it could technically hit
bands. Yeah, why are you blowing it up that much? Just blowing it up enough. That's like too much.
Well, that's my
point, pounds
though.
Of C4 will do the trick.
But he's using some kind of radio tower to do it.
Yeah, they were remodeling the Tokyo Tower, and somehow that was going to do it.
Yeah,
I don't know, to a laser beam, maybe?
Yes, so this isn't going to be a controlled explosion.
But it's still on the moon. Fair. That's really far away.
Fair, but he could
have... By the way, it's the far side of the moon. How are you going to hit it?
Fair, again, but he could blow up, accidentally blow that up, and then blow up the goddamn moon and still destroy the Earth.
Maybe they're gonna go old school Kamehameha and blow it up.
Yeah, he is a villain because he's breaking people's ribs, he's killing people and shit.
Yeah, he's a prick. And the main reason why he's a prick...
And he's 8 years old, by the way.
Because when they were on the moon base as their alien form, which is really just people's.
Yeah, there's no actual aliens.
They were contracting this virus and dying one by one, and they had enough vaccine for one person, and the doctor type guy, I don't know his name, didn't give it to the love triangle, because there's the kid, who was an adult at the time, the doctor guy, and then this chick. And they had enough vaccine for one dose. And instead of giving it to the chick, I'm sorry, I don't know their names, he gave it to the kid that's not a kid, he's an adult because he's on the moon base, and he was forced to live on it when everyone else died for like 9 years, and eventually he contracted the virus and died.
Yeah, but...
So he's pissed off because he had to live for 9 years without the one.
Because he's not... If you commit suicide, you do not reincarnate, remember that.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, I hate myself for this, but the kid's name is Shion.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Well, the kid's named Shion, but he makes sure that the other guy pretends to be Shion for stupid reasons. I don't know. It's all convoluted. He's pretending to be someone else. The 8-year-old gets engaged to the main character who's like 16, and they actually treat it like a real...
He like forces an engagement with her, though. Right. He's an asshole.
But it feels like it's a real engagement after a while, and they're like, are you really engaged to an 8-year-old? And she's like, yeah, I am. So it's...
He guilted her into it because she dropped him. So he was like, you're going to marry, you know?
Drop him. She slapped his ass right off the
So pretty much the whole plot is they're trying to get together. The kid's sort of helping them, but sort of hurting them and f***ing them up secretly, but also wants to destroy the moon base. And that's kind of it. He never actually destroyed the moon base, because on the 6th episode, the last one, it's just a flashback for 90% of it.
Yeah, the first 5 episodes is pretty much building him up, and he's trying to get their passcodes or something.
He needs their passcodes to destroy the base. I don't know, maybe he just has to beam up a single signal, and then it'll blow itself up.
And he has to, I lost my train of thought. I don't know. He has to do something, apparently.
I don't know. But, the only other interesting thing I would add is that the one guy girl reincarnated as a guy.
Oh, yeah, there's a little gay thing going on here.
And so what's really weird is, so like, the girl and the guy on the moon base are in love with each other or whatever, right? They reincarnate. The guy reincarnates as a guy. The girl reincarnates as a guy. So they're both guys. The girl that reincarnated the guy has her memories and knows that she's in love with him. But the guy that reincarnated the guy doesn't have those memories.
No, he
and
does.
He's like, but does he? Because like every time he would sort of look at him or come on to him, he'd be all surprised. Like, what are you doing? Ugh, that's
because
gross.
Because she never admitted it to him. He's in love with the other girl.
Alice.
Yeah. There's a lot of love triangle. Actually, I think so. What's this? There's like 7 of them, right?
There's 6 of them.
There's 6 of them?
And then there's a couple extra people that are
involved. What is it called when 6 people are in love with each other? Because that's what this is.
I don't know. What's a 6-pointed, 6-sided?
Hexagon?
Yeah, it's a hexagonal love triangle. It's hexagonal love
triangle. It's hexagon.
I want to say love triangle. Yeah. Love hexagon.
Because that's what this is. It's
essentially what it is.
It's a bunch of romantic crap. And then the kid is Shion, and he has Alice up on the space station, but he wants her to awaken, so he's pretending to make the doctor guy who made him go insane up there as revenge to sleep with her or something.
Yeah, that was weird. That was really weird. Yeah, the story works in a sense that it's like coherent. It's just it's boring and it's really spaced out,
and nothing happens for 5 episodes, and then they introduce like human psychics like 4 episodes in.
Yeah.
And then there's
a human Esper.
And then there's a giant psychic battle in the 5th episode. And then the last episode, she's giant flashback.
It's a flashback for Shion.
Yeah.
From when he was
reincarnated the first time.
An original kid.
No.
No? Whatever. Reincarnated is
He was reincarnated twice. That's why he's a kid and they're teenagers.
Yeah, but his first reincarnation wasn't on Earth.
Yes, it was.
But so there's other aliens on Earth?
Apparently there's a giant cat alien on Earth, yes. Because they just throw
Kia, that's his name. Because apparently whenever anyone sees him, they go, Kia, and they run away.
Yeah, it's a giant cat. That's what it is. They just introduced this in the 6th episode out of nowhere. It's pretty grounded up until that point. I mean, they say aliens, these guys are aliens, but they all look human.
Well, they're also reincarnated as humans, so.
Right. But there's nothing, like super crazy in
it. Yeah, there's nothing, like, super sci-fi about it.
And then she ends in his first reincarnation is in a church, and he gets adopted by this guy, and he brings him home, and he says, you're going to live with me, I'm going to be your dad. And yeah. Then he said, this is my partner, and it's a giant cat.
The cat's the size of a person. And the reason why, the cat's there for a reason, is because it eats psychic energy, so the kid can't, because the kid up until this point couldn't control it, and he would hurt people on accident, or someone would do something mean to him, and he would lash out and hurt him. So the cat's eating his energy.
I guess. I don't know. But it they resolve nothing in the 6th episode. All those loose
potholes. Yeah, nothing happened.
All those loose potholes are...
Every plot line, every single one, was never resolved.
No. I don't know if maybe they were thought they were getting more episodes.
Well, I'm sure the manga, because the manga went on for, like, I think it was 5 or 6 years. I said it in the beginning. 84 to, I think, to 95, something like that. So I'm sure there's a lot more than 6 episodes.
Right, no, I understand that, but I guess they thought they were getting more. Because it feels like that was the middle of the series, but...
Yeah, I would assume the OVA was supposed to launch a series and it just didn't have popularity.
Because it sucks?
Yeah, it sucks. It's not very good. I wouldn't watch it. This is going to be a short one, guys.
This is one of the most boring ones. Mm-hmm. I almost fell asleep a couple of times.
I'm happy it was only 6 episodes. I mean, I'm happy most things are short,
yeah,
but like...
Me too.
Man, any more than this would have been tough.
Yeah. Oh, man. This one was really, really bad. All right, what do you want to rate it?
4? It's worse than average. Worse than average.
I was going 3.
3? Yeah, 3 works.
Yeah. All right.
What else was under P?
I have to run through it in my head.
How do you not have this written down? You're like, all right, today's P, I'm going to write them down.
I have it written down. It's
but you have them on each alphabet, A, B, C. Not, all right, P gets one page, M gets one page.
Because when we decided to do this
show... I know, I mean, it makes sense, but, restart it.
And we're over 100 episodes in. That's a lot of work to do.
That's a couple pages of work.
No, it's a lot of work. Anyway.
Next time you get a boring anime, there you go. That's what you can do while you're watching it.
I have it. Ready? It's Please Teacher.
Please Teacher.
Princess Nine.
Princess Nine.
Peacemaker
in this.
And Plunderer.
Plunderer and this. Wow, we got 5 for this one.
Yeah, because we had to do Plunderer.
Oh my god, I feel like we need to write this down. Please Teacher, Princess Nine.
Peacemaker.
Plunderer.
Yes.
Please Save Myra. That's too many for me to rattle off and say which is which first.
Well, mine is Plunderer.
That was okay.
Because of the twist and which held it up. Then I liked the baseball one, Princess Nine. Please Teacher, what was a Peacemaker than this?
I'm going to go Please Teacher first because of titties.
It's not what you did last, Pete, but okay.
Well, it's what I can remember. I remember titties. Please Teacher, what else?
Plunderer,
then Princess Nine, then...
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker than this.
Tell me, what was Peacemaker?
I don't remember, but it's probably better than this.
It was a samurai.
I figured it was a samurai, because I actually watched a Peacemaker show before this, and it wasn't about samurai.
It was the samurai with the kid and the brother. He was he got murdered.
We've watched a couple samurai ones.
Yeah, I know, but this one wasn't visual novel, and it wasn't supernatural, so it was just that annoying kid character one.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I knew I could jog your memory.
Yeah, I would still put that before.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
You know what? This had a solid chance of not being dead last because it was only 6 episodes.
No.
But it's just so bad.
No, yeah.
There's nothing particularly good about it. Literally nothing.
Yeah, Peacemaker was 26 episodes, but I'd still probably watch that over this again.
Oh, yeah. Easily. So. All right, guys. Next episode, Queen's Blade. Don't have to spin for it. It's the only thing in queue on our list for some reason. There's got to be other queues. And by the way, this is the last thing for Queen's Blade. So we went through all the seasons, and this is going to be the OVAs for it.
Yep.
So next queue, we'll have to go to another site. We can't just skip it. Or we can do another or something. Yeah. We'll decide then.
To be fair, though, I mean, we got to watch Queen's Blade for 4 seasons.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe we're on our 4th season.
Yeah, so it's a staple of our show. So yeah.
It is.
It's
maybe what we'll do is we'll find out another outrageous anime that has tits in it. Maybe we could do that.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of doing an other just to have a break.
Yeah, I mean, that works. And that's kind of like, it's a little passive, but kind of like a halfway point.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess that's it.
Next episode, Queen's Blade.
Bye.
Bye.